Hi, I'm Sophie Blackmore from Education in Nutrition, and I'm speaking with Karen Zinn. Karen is a New Zealand registered dietitian who has an extensive range of clients, as well as being a senior lecturer at the Auckland University of Technology. Karen's area of expertise is the low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet. This particular style of eating is a topic which is creating a lot of interest at the moment. So tell us, Karen, a bit about how you first became interested in the LCHF diet.
It was around 3 years ago when some colleagues of mine at AUT showed me some research and made me aware of this sort of groundswell of things that were pertaining to this LCHF movement, if you like. And I mean, I was very well aware of the whole Atkins thing that came through in the 80s and all that, and I really poo-pooed it, and I said, look, I'm going to try and find some research to just squash this, and I read a lot, and I pondered a lot, and I reflected a lot on my practice, and I just came to the conclusion after probably 3 or 4 solid months of getting stuck into this, that the research to support eating whole unprocessed foods, or LCHF, was actually a lot stronger than what we've currently got to justify our guidelines. So that, plus the logic about what we're currently doing is not working, disease is going up, obesity and heart disease is going up, or obesity is going up anyway, it just led me to get into this way, to practice on myself, on others, that would allow my clients, and get into it from a research perspective.
Karen, I know dietitians, and myself included, who are working in practice with people who have insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes, what kind of levels of carbohydrate would you suggest? Because often people think that it's no carbohydrate.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest mistakes. I mean, you can't take out all carbohydrate, even if you really wanted to, without being super, super ridiculously extreme. I think it depends on where the person starts. So if someone has typically 200, 250 grams of carbohydrate, which is around standard, depending on what their goal is, I would personally go around 100. Sometimes I say for people who have more stronger goals, get closer to 50 grams of carbohydrate. And then, of course, for people who either need to or really want to get into the extremes of the ketogenic diet, then with a lot of close monitoring, I would go to around 25 or 30 grams of total carbohydrate. But I think sitting under 100 grams, 75 and 100 is totally doable and sustainable long term.
And tell us, for that 75 or 100 grams of carbohydrate, what types of carbohydrates would you be suggesting throughout the day?
I typically say people should get their carbohydrate mainly from vegetables, a little bit of fruit, dairy, and the odd legume. I'm not so fussed on the heavily processed foods. Like, I'm not a fan of breakfast cereals and most breads and muesli bars and crackers and pasta and rice, all that kind of heavily processed stuff. But of course, if someone is living this 80% of the time, and they want to go out and have a pizza on the weekend, that's totally fine as long as it fits in with their goal. So I'm not one of these super, super, super extreme restrictive practitioners. But for the most part, it's, fruit, veg, dairy, and legumes. And of course, with vegetables, if you're going, ketogenic diet, then you've got to watch the potatoes, the sweet potatoes, and the pumpkin and corn. But I'm not too fussed on those vegetables. I think I always tell people, if they are having potatoes, they need to include it with their non-starchy vegetables as well. Just to, vegetables are all good. They'll grow and they'll come from the ground. So I'm not too strict on my vegetables with people.
Thanks so much, Karen. It's great to hear this, your side of the story. And thanks for joining us today.